I am Amanda.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome,
to the best 2-1-1
ever.
And for the first And for the first time today, y'all, we're actually going on a 2-on-1 date. This is very exciting.
Yes, we are. Joining us today is the co-host of the Almost Famous podcast, co-founder of Generous Coffee. What else don't you do? And the author of Alone in Plain Sight. And most importantly, my favorite former bachelor. Please welcome my friend Ben Higgins. Hi, Ben.
It's good to be here. That was one of the best synchronized openings I've ever heard. That's not easy to
Are you serious?
No. It's not easy to do.
No, because we've tried very hard.
We have weeks where we kill it, and then we're both just like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Well, today's a good day.
Yeah, it's because you're here, you know?
Thank you for that. That
of
means
course.
A lot.
So how's life, Ben? What's going on?
Life's, you know, life is great. About a year and a half ago, in July, you know, I had a really rough season of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I was, you know, everybody that would ask me what I was up to, I'd be like, I'm just really busy. And then I was like, that's not interesting or cool because everybody's really busy. And what does that even mean? And so this last year and a half has been about still being productive and investing into the things I love to do, but not being as busy. And it's been really healthy for me. It's been really good. So, you know, work is great. Generous is doing well.
Awesome.
Generous is starting some really fun stuff. The book is still out there, so that's fun to still talk about. Hope Still Wins on is my other podcast. It's on a break for the summer, but we're going to be coming back here in a couple weeks.
Yay!
That again. And then what else takes up a lot of my time? Oh, the restaurants in Denver. We've opened up 11 restaurants now over the last 3 years, and so those are kind of growing. So, yeah, I mean, there's still this, like, excitement, but I've cut out the unnecessary things to enjoy life a little bit, especially with my new wife and my puppy. So it's good.
Yay. So it looks like you had quite the week. You went to Wells' wedding. How was it?
It's magical. I typically don't understand fashion and I don't understand decorations.
Okay.
Like, they don't do a lot. But I'm telling you, the flowers at this thing were spectacular. Sarah, like, had some incredible dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's fun to celebrate the two of them. I've gotten to be around for their whole story. I remember when Wells first told me about her, and I know that they've waited a long time for this moment to get married. And so to be there and be able to celebrate that and celebrate it with so many unique and cool people from Bachelor Nation, people from Sarah's life, was a lot of fun. It was an amazing wedding. I've been to a lot of great weddings. All of them are unique and special in their own way. I will say this wedding had the best wedding food I've ever had by far.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Actually,
can you spill the beans of what was on the menu?
Oh, yeah. I could do that. I think I could do that. I'll do it. I don't know if I can. I'll apologize later, I guess. But
I'm curious.
It was like beef tenderloin. And usually you go to weddings, you know, and like even your fanciest, nicest weddings, they have like steak. And the steak's like, okay. You know, it's like not good. This was like very good. And then they had miso, sea bass, and they had like a bunch of vegetables and a great salad. But like the miso, sea bass, and the steak were spectacular.
Wow.
And then they had a taco truck at the after party. So
that's amazing.
It was incredible.
Did Wells bartend?
No, I think he was too busy.
That's that Modern Family money right there for sure.
Hey, if you guys are wondering if I'm distracted or not, I am. My dog is biting my hands because he does not love me talking right now. So
no, it's okay. We love him. We actually wanted him on the podcast, not you.
he loves attention, so he'd love to be here.
This is all about him. We just want to hear what he thinks of The Bachelorette and life and everything.
Yes.
I'm sure he has a lot to say, and I know you do too.
He does. I'll speak for him today. I know his thoughts.
Good. So speaking of your puppy, how is married life treating you? How is it having a puppy for the first time? And are you and Jess thinking of having babies anytime soon?
So married life in general has been really awesome. I feel like because of us doing long distance for as long as we did, I feel like we had a good understanding of kind of our expectations when it came to life and to what we wanted in a partner. And we talked about a lot. So we have a lot of fun. It hasn't always been easy. We've had our moments, and, you know, obviously living with somebody, there's like small things that frustrate you and big things that frustrate you. And
right.
I'd say the cool part is, I think it would not at first, but over the last few months, we've been able to get in a rhythm of how we communicate with each other and how every time we want to bring up something that's bothering us, it's not hurting the other person. So that makes it a lot more fun because we're not walking on eggshells as much, and we're not contentious. Mm-hmm. We communicate, which is good. And I think like some of those struggles make me a much better person. I was very used to living alone. I don't want to suggest, but I think she's enjoying the process of married life too. Our puppy is awesome. You know, his story is really fun. His mom was found in the desert by another, you know, Bachelor Nation alum.
Elise, right?
Yeah, Elise was driving, actually moving to Denver, and found this puppy in the desert, or this mom in the desert. It was dehydrated. It was hungry. It had two hurt back legs. Had been abandoned for who knows how long. The dog just took to Elise. She brought it home, came to my wedding, came back from my wedding 3 days later, and realized that the mom was pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
She had 9 healthy puppies.
Wow.
Elise, one of them was born as a stillborn, I think would be the word. But then Elise gave it CPR, got it back to life.
It's God.
Wow.
Yeah, and Waylon was one of the youngest, last ones. He was like one of the runts, and so he's with us now, and he is, I'm telling you, like the perfect match for our little family. He's sweet. He's very protective of Jess. He loves other dogs. He loves attention, as you can tell, because you saw outside of this camera. Right,
I mean,
now,
I can see it. Yes.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with you.
Yeah, he's my buddy. We have a lot of fun, and he's great. We laugh, and then I'll move on to your last question there. But we laugh because in our neighborhood, there's probably 40 homes, and we go on walks at night, and people know Waylon's name, they don't know ours.
Oh my gosh!
So like the other day, Jess was walking him, and the neighbor stopped him. They were talking, and she goes, "See ya, Jan. See ya, Waylon." So he's a popular dog in the hood just because he's so friendly. But babies, you know, we laugh and talk about it. When we got married, we kind of said like 3 years. I'd be about 30, like 5, and Jess would be 29, and that would be really awesome. Now we're almost been married for a year now. We're getting closer and closer.
That's great.
So that's probably down to 2 years, and we're excited for it. I will say, you know, Jess's esthetician business and her skincare line has like really taken off here over the last year.
That's awesome.
It's been really fun to watch, and she loves doing it. And so I want to, please, wait, no. Sorry, buddy. I want to give her the space. Like, we want to give each other the space to like continue to do those things for a bit.
Yeah, no rush. Yeah.
And the puppy was like a big wake up call for us. I mean, people laugh about it when they say a puppy's good training.
It really is.
Right now, like, how in the world am I supposed to sit at my desk and work on Excel spreadsheets when he's biting my hands like that?
Right.
So I need a little time to just like figure out how to make this whole thing work.
Yeah.
Right.
That's awesome.
You know, Waylon's definitely going to help you out with that for the future, right? It's good practice. It's good practice.
Yeah, babies like to bite.
And puppies are children. They are children. So, sorry. So I do want to go like back in time a little bit, Ben, our favorite, talking about The Bachelor. We're just curious, you know, did you decide to go on the show on your own? Did someone make you audition? Tell us about the process. For your season.
So somebody signed me up from work. I moved out here and I was working at my job in software, and I hadn't met a lot of people. I kind of just moved out here because it was a good job offer. Mm-hmm. And she was a fan of the show, and she kind of said, "Hey, you need to get out in the world. Like, you need to go." And I didn't know how to do it. Like, I didn't want to leave my job.
I mean, there's no handbook.
And I think I was, you know, it's not like it's like so many other people's stories. You get out of college, you get a job, mm-hmm. maybe it's not what you love, maybe you're trying to figure out your way. life changes so fast. You know, I think adulthood is really fun. We've had a great time with it, but college is really fun. And you get out of college and you're like, I don't understand like life as much as I did maybe 4 years ago or 2 years ago. So anyway, she said, you need to get out there. She said, there's a show that I think you could go on and should go on.
Oh my gosh.
And so we sat down at her computer. It actually happened where she's like, there's a casting call in Denver. I'll take you to lunch if you go to it. And I said, I'm not going to a casting call. Like, that feels like all of my friends are going to make fun of me. And so she goes, okay, but there's also a way to sign up online. If we sit down at the computer, would you help me sign you up online and do the videos and the pictures? So we did. And it was
Oh
hilarious. And
my gosh.
like, we filmed the video on a porch outside the office. And like, my buddy like moderated it. Like, we didn't take it very serious. Like, we just kind of did it, and somehow they said yes. I don't know why. And then I went on The Bachelorette, and I don't think they knew a lot about me. There was a lot of discovery through that process. And then obviously after my time on that, they said, hey, I'm gonna be The Bachelor. And I said, I think that sounds fun.
Crazy. Does this lady get like 10% of everything you make now? Because your life is completely for and forever changed.
She could get 10% of what I made to be The Bachelor, and she could probably buy dinner with it.
Are you guys still friends? Is she like, I'm right, I was right?
I see her probably once a year. She
Okay.
still lives in the area. We don't work at the company anymore. But I see her at the she's a member at one of my buddy's golf courses. So when I go out there, I usually see her.
That's
Oh, that's
amazing.
nice. Well,
That's
that's a good
amazing.
friend. And look at how far you've come now.
Yeah,
You know?
it's been a really wild journey. I don't know. I have no sometimes I lay in bed at night when I can't sleep and I'm like, I don't know what life would look like if this didn't happen. Like, it's
Yeah.
made life so normal. Like, for
Right.
me, in a sense of like, I feel like my world operates very similarly to a lot of people's at this point, but it's added in a level of excitement and opportunity that I never could have dreamed of. And
Yeah.
so, yeah, I just don't know what it would look like without this show. It's all kind of made sense. I don't think I would have met my wife. Maybe I would have. Maybe I wouldn't have.
You wouldn't
I
have
don't know if I
Waylon.
could. I
That's
got
for
what's going
yeah.
on. Good point. Yeah, from a connection on the show, I got my
Yeah.
pup.
That's
And now
amazing.
you're a household name, Bachelor Nation.
Yes,
Look at
and
you.
Amanda's
You
favorite.
are my
Amanda's
favorite.
favorite.
I always say that. He Ben literally knows that.
Well, that's very sweet, Amanda. Yeah, it's cool. And then, now I can go to like random cities in the U.S. and somebody will say hi to me or take a picture. And like, I don't know. I was just talking to my buddy about this. It's kind of nice to feel like people like meeting you. It's a good feeling. It doesn't happen, it doesn't happen in droves. It's
I
not
don't
like
know
a
what
lottery.
that feels like.
Yeah,
It's a good feeling.
I don't know. Hopefully that happens to us down the
Right.
No one likes to meet us, Amanda.
road.
So, speaking of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, as you know, Amanda and I recap. And there's definitely a couple similarities between you and Gabby and Rachel. For example, Gabby's from Denver. You live in Denver. You had twins on your season. They had twins on their season. And also, you on your season broke the unspoken rule of telling more than one woman that you love them. So when you were watching Clayton's season, did you empathize with him at all, like in how he handled it?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things that is, I mean, I can't say this definitively, but I imagine it was happening a lot more than what was being shown. It's almost, and that's why I was so confused when it happened to me. And then people kind of were like, this is crazy. This is wrong. I was like, well, when was the last time you put yourself in this similar situation? And then all you've ever asked of the lead is to share their experience the best they can. Like, what are they feeling? What are they thinking? What's going through their head? And so for me, like, that was just like, okay, I don't know if this is right or wrong. I don't know if it's healthy or not, but it's how I'm feeling, so I'm going to share it. But I do empathize with him because I just know that's like what was going through his head. I don't even know if he meant it. Like, I think he probably felt like it was very true to him in the situation. I don't know, like, if he looks back on that time and goes, ah, maybe I overspoke, maybe I wasn't thinking and feeling the way I was. But you're just trying to process a lot of weird emotions that you've never had to process. that's not like easy. And so, yes, I did. And I don't think I was really the first. Maybe I was. I don't know. I'd be surprised if I was the first to not like at least feel like they needed to share it.
Yeah.
And so are you, you're watching The Bachelorette, I am assuming, yeah. Because, you know, it's everybody is, what can I say? So
everyone who matters is.
Yes. Yeah. I just want to know, like, I know you've expressed before in other interviews, what's your opinion on two bachelorettes? Do you think it's fair, not fair? What are your thoughts?
I don't know if it's a question of fairness. I feel like, okay. Speaking with Gabby and Rachel, they both feel, I mean, from what I understand from them is they both really enjoyed having a friend and a partner in crime there, mm-hmm. with them.
Yeah.
There didn't feel like there was any animosity on their side. And I mean, we can stand back, and I think this might be one of the, it's like, you know, it's obviously The Bachelorette. So it's a little like funny to make this like about like where we're at as a society, but we like can judge really critically very quickly without knowing the story behind the person. Mm-hmm. And if they're cool with this, like if they want this, then this, who are we as fans to be like, this isn't right? I mean, mm-hmm. if they had a problem with it, then I would have a problem with it. Like, yeah. if they were like, this isn't the way we wanted it to happen, I'd be like, well, that's not fair to you then. Like, right. But if they're like, no, this is how we wanted it. Okay, cool. Like, I'm on board. I mean, and so I think it's, I don't know if it's a question of fairness. I thought it was messy because it was so hard to understand what was happening and who was with who and who was not with who. And
right.
Yeah.
How is going to be figured out. I think over the last few weeks, it's gotten more streamlined and it's a little easier to know who, you know, who likes who. I didn't like that, you know, Rachel being the lead's really difficult, mm-hmm. because you are a very like normal human who has a very normal job in a very normal, quiet place. And you get mm-hmm. thrown on the show within a week and you're trying to process the interviews and the attention and the criticism and the praise. And then you're trying to get yourself to a place of confidence where you're like, I don't feel like I belong here. I don't mm-hmm. feel like I should be the one that all these people are pursuing and giving up their life to try to come date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they did, and I'm in this position. So I've got to get my mindset to where, like, I don't just feel like a complete fraud the whole time, and I can try to have some confidence and be myself. And so, like, your confidence is very fragile in this environment. And I thought, like, initially with having the men kind of choose which side they're on or whatever, I was just thinking, man, that would really hurt my confidence. I don't know if I could recover.
Yeah.
On this. I feel like she has, right? She found the guys that are really into her. She found the guys that are intentional about telling her that. And that's awesome. So now I feel like we're in a very good place with the show as we end it, kind of finishing up. I just thought the first few weeks were confusing more than anything.
So did we. Yeah. That's what we were saying. We were, you know, like, because we're so used to just having one lead. And yeah. It was kind of weird to watch them navigate going through that. And Jesse Palmer's like, we don't even know what this season is going to be like, you know, yeah. We're still trying to figure it out. And they don't know either. They're kind of just making up the rules as they go, which mm-hmm. was kind of interesting to see. But at the same time, like Alex and I were saying, we do like how you kind of can see that they prioritize their friendship first.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of how they go about picking the men and everything. So mm-hmm. I just thought it was kind of cool to see that they're supporting each other, and I hate to say the word, on their journeys.
Yeah. No, they are. I mean, I said it and I still stick to it. You know, the show, I'm knowing what I know, I don't think the show probably did know how it was going to play out, but Rachel and Gabby, like, we got to give them a lot of credit. They dealt with some weird friendship stuff and they talked through it and they compromised and they mm-hmm. support each other. And maybe now, instead of harping on if it was right or wrong to have two bachelorettes, because like I think again that answer has a lot of nuance and it's never going to come to a conclusion where like, yes, you've made the point, we get it, like everybody's in agreement, nobody's ever right. going to be in agreement on anything. I think maybe now we should maybe turn the narrative to being like, can we just celebrate the two leads?
Yeah.
How well they've shown us how to be good friends and good yeah. people to each other. I mean, I'm cool with that. You know, I'm happy with that, with just watching and learning from them.
Yeah. Wow. I really love your perspective on this, especially I feel like once you're on the show, you can never watch the show the same way as you might have before. Yeah. So now that we've talked a little bit about how Gabby and Rachel interact as a team and as friends. What are your thoughts on each of them as individuals and as the Bachelorette?
You know, I only know them through, and I'm going to have some more time with them coming up in person. I only know them through their interviews when there's like a somebody, you know, on PR sitting behind the scenes. I probably have as much of a perspective on them as any other person watching.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're very different people. I think Gabby is, I would imagine that like Gabby outside of the Bachelorette is just a lot of fun. This environment almost feels like it's not a lot, like it just doesn't, it's not the show's fault. It just doesn't allow her to like be as big of a personality as I think she probably is.
Yeah.
Right. Because if it was, it would be like the Gabby show.
I know.
I think she's funny. I think she's sweet. I think she's quick-witted. I think she probably says stuff in jokes. She's probably the type of person that says a lot of things. You're like, whoa, like that. Like that's
yep.
Like you said that, huh? I think Rachel probably is more comfortable in this environment. I think as a lead, she's really intuitive. She's a good listener. She asks good questions. So I do like the dynamic of them both because they're both different people, but they both have unique, like if we had to compare, like Gabby's more of a Caitlin Bristow and Rachel's more of like a Becca Kufrin. Like,
interesting.
I see those. And like, so together they're pretty awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. I didn't really like think of that. So tell us, Ben, we're getting close to the finale. Who do you think is getting the final rose for each of the women?
You know, I would love, I like Tino. I have since the beginning.
You're going to have some beef with Alex.
Yeah. So I was going to say, he's had some rough couple weeks.
Yeah, Alex is in complete disagreement with you, but I agree with you.
So you don't think he's had, Alex, you're a big Tino fan or not?
No, I hate Tino. Not personally, but I think he's fake. I think he's fake. Okay. Keep going, Ben. I need to change my mind.
Ben, so, I'm in agreement with you.
So it's really hard to have the target on your back during this process. And I think he's had the target on his back the whole time. Like, I think very quickly the guys knew that he was a front runner.
Maybe 100%. Not runner,
yeah.
He had some videos come out where he's like a huge fan of the show.
Yeah.
You know, he was all that. And that always concerns me a little bit, just with anybody. And then I think like now I would want to assume that we're seeing his reactions the last couple of weeks because he really does care about Rachel and he doesn't know how to like where he stands in the process now. He doesn't know if he's going or not. So he's kind of like freaking out. I know he's a front runner. And so I wanted to comment on him. I like Avon a lot.
So do I.
I think if he doesn't get the final rose, I think he has to be the Bachelor. I don't think there's any question in my mind. I think I think he has everything that we'd want in a Bachelor. Like, he's obviously a good-looking dude.
So handsome.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's inquisitive. He is caring. He's patient. We've seen that. And he's not the one that's making it all about himself. And so I think he's a lead. It'd be a really fun experience to watch him as the lead. He would be my vote right now. On the other side, up until this week, I didn't really know, but Eric kind of takes the cake. I didn't know what I thought about Eric and Gabby together, but if he is into Gabby and Gabby is showing that she's into him, I think their relationship could be special. It could be a cool story. I think there's a chemistry there that, you know, maybe we don't see with Gabby with all of her guys.
Uh-huh. Well, he's the only one that she said that she's falling in love with, so... Yeah. You know, that's a sign.
Those three would be up there. I just have a feeling Tino gets the final rose. I just have a feeling.
Me too. That's what I've been telling Alex, as much as she does not want to hear that.
I get the
See feeling. That, Alex?
Well, we kind of saw this, and I made the comparison on Almost Famous, but we kind of saw a similar storyline with Sean Booth and Caitlin.
Yes.
Where Sean was so into her. And I know he was. He was my roommate. Like, and he had all the right intentions. Like, he just really cared about Caitlin. And at the end, as it got narrowed down, it got really hard for him because he cared about her. And he was having feelings for her. And he was like, this is getting weirder and weirder and weirder. I don't know how to process it. And so similar situation with Tino. That's why the only example I have is when Sean ends up with Caitlin at the end. Obviously, for not forever, but for a while. And I think we probably are going to see the same thing with Tino.
Yeah, I think that's a fair argument. I just have been.
You
like,
just can't.
I can't. And like every week I really try. But this past week on Hometowns, when she had this awful interaction with his family and she's trying to tell him this and he's like, oh, don't worry about it. They adored you. Like you're supposed to empathize with your partner. Like I was just really disappointed in his reaction, especially when she's like, oh, I'm falling in love with you. I'm like, I cannot do this.
That was one of the weirder moments. Like, I understand him freaking out when he doesn't get a rose. Like, I can.
Yeah, being the baby back bitch. Yeah.
I just don't get. I don't get how he was going to try to convince any of us that, like, his family liked her.
Right.
Like, that.
And
that
that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. Your family doesn't have to love The Bachelorette.
And it's a weird process. So, you know.
It felt a little dismissive because she was like, hey, I don't know what they thought of me. It was very obvious they weren't in favor. And he's like, no, they loved you. It's like, no, listen to me. Like they did it. And I need you to hear me say this so that we can talk this out. It doesn't mean it's a deal breaker. You cannot convince any of us that that went well. And it was weird that he tried to, like you said, if you just want some more, like maybe authenticity in that moment.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. That was hard. And I'm going to talk to him. But you know, we're still here together.
Right.
That kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's like every time I try and give Tino a chance, I'm like, oh, but you know, he's definitely a front runner. So Ben, you shared with us your final rose picks and your pick for Bachelor.
Which that wasn't even on our list.
I know,
by the way.
I'm excited that you think it's going to be Avon. So who do you think is going to be at Paradise from this
season?
Let's
compare because I've talked about it a lot so far in the podcast.
Amanda has a running list.
I do, so far from this season.
Well, you're going to put me on the spot, and I'm not going to be great with names, but I'm good explaining the faces.
Okay, let's do that.
We'll try and help you.
So I think you're going to see Tyler.
That's what I said last week.
Yep.
I think you're going to see Johnny.
Yep, that's on my list.
I think you'll see some past contestants. I'm trying to think of who else would stand up. I wouldn't be shocked if you see the twins. I thought you would see Nate, but all this Bachelor talk for Nate.
I know.
Has made me think that they did not send him to Paradise.
I was thinking, what about some of Katie's guys, Ben? What do you think? Because I was torn. Like, I don't know about Andrew. I know Greg, I think, is starting to see someone. But what about, like, Michael? Or,
I don't know. I think it would work out, like the Michaels would work out really well for, because it's short. You know, he doesn't have to be away from his kid forever.
Yeah.
It's a little more like open environment. So I could see that. I could see like Andrew and those guys. And I mean,
Clayton's
girls.
Think, any of Clayton's girls pop up in your head?
Oh, man. You'd have to remind me.
All these COVID seasons kind of blend together. Yeah.
Yes, I would say yes. You're going to see a mix of all of those. I'd say you could probably safely pick like five people from this season, five people from the season previous. Mm-hmm. I bet Clayton's season has more representation than most seasons. This season was cool. It's been fun with the two Bachelorettes. There hasn't been these like massive standout personalities on this season.
Yeah. Except for Ethan. I love Ethan. Ethan. I want Ethan to be the Bachelor. He needed more screen time.
You know what I found out, Alex?
What?
I hosted this show called Bachelor Live on Stage.
Yes.
He was one of our Bachelors.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that until like recently. But yeah, he was on Bachelor Live on Stage. I totally forgot. I mean, we did.
Get out.
40 shows. And so it was hard to keep them all together. But yeah, he was one of our Bachelors. And I remember now the night that he was a Bachelor, and he's a really nice dude. So, yeah, I mean, I'd love to see him down there.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's so cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Already here first, folks.
Yeah, I saw somebody posted a picture. They made the correlation. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Does Becca remember that, too?
I haven't asked her. I'm sure she does. She has a lot better memory than me.
We'll call her up. We'll call her up.
She should come on the podcast. But I mean, these predictions sound pretty promising. So we'll have to have you back on at some point to talk about Paradise, maybe mid-season, but we'll figure it out. We're still on The Bachelorette. This is going to be a while.
We got some time.
We do. But Ben, I know like on my channel, we've done some games and I want to pass that along on the podcast with Alex.
Yes.
So we are going to play a game. You know, I'm not going to not interview you and not have you play a game.
I like games.
I know. Yeah, that's just the... So we are going to play this or that Bachelor edition. So cool. I'm going to throw the first question, Alex. Does that sound good?
Go for it, girl.
Okay. So just tell us what you'd rather do. Villain edit or be sent home on night one?
Villain.
Ooh. Would you rather be on Team Gabby or Team Rachel?
I think Team Rachel. I think I'm a little like, I just feel like I match more of the personalities of the guys that are interested in her. So yeah, that team.
Okay. All right. Jesse Palmer or Chris Harrison?
That's tough. I mean, I think Jesse's done an incredible job replacing Chris in like a no-win situation.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. I like that.
But Chris is my dude, and I know who he is as a human. I love him. He's a friend. He's a supporter. And so, like, I will always have Chris's back. I bet Jesse would say this too, but like, Chris is a good host. Like, you can't, I mean, it's Chris. He's really good at what he does. And so,
yeah.
I'll say Chris Harrison.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. We'll have to see what the fans
didn't expect you to pick that.
So it makes sense. Simple hometown picnic or fancy Parisian dinner?
Oh, hometown picnic. No question. It was being in your home. Yeah. It's awesome.
Paradise or Winter Games?
Paradise.
Okay.
End of show. Engagement or commitment to long-term relationship?
Is this like what I rather or what I think is healthier?
You decide.
That's up to you.
I think like, I don't think the show's where it's at today unless you have some engagements. But I would say that I think a long-term commitment to try to figure out if they're right for each other is definitely the smartest option. However, that's why when people do get engaged, I get really excited because I'm hoping it's because they really mean it and they want to.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would just like to know, like, I think it'd be cool if the show had like a little paradox where like every once in a while we just have people commit to like dating. And
yeah.
Then every once in a while we have somebody get engaged and those are the people who are like, yes, go make it work.
That's great. So, hot tub in the middle of nowhere or in a busy city?
Busy city.
Yeah?
You can't get electricity out in the middle of nowhere. So hot tub's cold.
That's true. And also, Amanda and I talked about on the podcast last week, like, where do they change? Is there a porta potty in the middle of nowhere? Or do you go to Starbucks?
It's like one of those like dressing room, like, blinds, like they have them set up.
Oh, we didn't know, but I'm maybe Ben knows.
Yeah, we'll ask him. Know. We should have made a list of all the things, all the questions we have. Okay, eating on dates, yay or nay?
Nay. The food is meant to look beautiful, and it's probably been out there for a while.
Ew.
And it does it taste really bad? Be honest with us. Is it? No, it's fine.
No, I mean, it's didn't even taste good it. Food. Like usually at a really nice restaurant, it's just like it's probably like been sitting out too. Like and like so, if you just don't want it.
Why don't they just use like plastic food?
Yeah.
It's only for display.
Good question.
I don't know.
I feel like plastic food would be made fun of because somebody would find out, and it's just better to get a nice pretty plate, sit it down there, and
yeah, have drinks. That's fair.
Oh man. All right, let's move on. All right. Doing it in the windmill or waiting till marriage?
Waiting till marriage.
Yeah. Aww. Good answer. Good answer.
Okay. Would you rather fly to the destination or travel by boat?
Fly. I'm a big flyer. I don't like to the quicker the better.
Yeah, this I cruise agree. This season's a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little over it. All right, Ben, one last question here. So will you accept my rose or Alex's rose?
Amanda, we have a history. I gotta accept yours.
Woohoo!
So Amanda actually has a rose to give you.
But it's a pen.
Well, it's nice, but I mean, you know, give us a few more dates and
definitely
we'll see if those change, that changes. But aww, for right now, I just, you know, I know more about you, Amanda.
Thank you, Ben.
And that's I know okay who you are that's as okay a person. And so I got to go with my gut.
Thank you, Ben.
Wow, I guess I didn't make that good of a first impression.
I will mail this to you.
I'll mail this to you.
Alex, we'll find you someone. You can go out with Ethan.
Okay. That's promising. Eric, if it doesn't work out.
I have Ben. I know I always will have Ben.
It's okay. Fine. I'll get the next one.
But Ben, what's next for you? Where can our listeners find you if they don't already know you? But obviously everyone in Bachelor Nation does, and they should.
Yeah. Well, where they can find me, the best way is Instagram. I use it the most, Higgins.Bim. But I would love for anybody listening to go check out generouscoffee.com. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do some really cool stuff with it. We have a great team and a great group of people supporting it. And then if you're a reader, Alone in Plain Sight is out there online.
Read it.
Probably be the easiest way now. And I'd love for people to read that. So yeah, those are the best ways.
You know, I have the book. We had a discussion. We did. I love it. It's who you are, Ben. You know, you're very honest in it and no filter, you know, and that's what the fans are here for. That's what we love to see.
Well, thank you.
When you write another book, let us know.
Hopefully soon.
Oh, cool. All right.
Somewhere in between the house construction and the raising the dog and planning to have babies.
I wish you could see my hand right now. He was going to town on it.
Oh, no.
It was so nice having Waylon and you on the podcast. Thank you so much. We hope you enjoyed.
Bye, Waylon.
Oh, bye, Waylon. We hope you enjoyed the best two-on-one ever. It was the best two-on-one ever.
This was my favorite two-on-one date, for sure.
It's mine, too.
It's probably the easiest one that Ben's had to sit through.
Yeah. It was very nice. I appreciate you, too.
Thank you so much for coming on, Ben.